And now the game where we invite on our heroes and make them do something pointedly non-heroic. Sean Doolittle is a relief pitcher for the Washington Nationals, and this season he saved Game 1 of the World Series to start his team toward a 7-game victory over the Houston Astros, naturally. He has chosen to celebrate that historic win by doing something even more challenging, talking to an NPR audience about sports. Sean Doolittle, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much for having me.
We should have played his walk-in music.
Yeah.
What is your walk-in music?
My walk-in music is a song by Metallica called For Whom the Bell Tolls.
So. Nice.
Now, I'm just going to say, looking back in the season, you guys were not favorites to win the World Series early on.
No, we weren't, no.
Yeah, and did you guys know in your heart that you actually could go all the way, or did you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, there's a funny thing about playoff baseball specifically, where it's so important that you take the momentum that you have and you're able to capitalize on it and make the most of it. And we caught a huge break. I don't know if anybody saw in the wild card game where a ball took a really funny hop against Milwaukee in the eighth inning and three runs scored for us. We took the lead. And from then on, it kind of felt like the baseball gods, they finally might have our back.
You guys seem to really like each other, which added to the appeal of your team. Is that in fact true?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's every once in a while in baseball, you get a group of guys that comes together and you just click. Team chemistry is one of the last things in baseball that we have yet to quantify. we keep track of everything, but we just connected. It took a little while for us to figure things out in the beginning part of the season. We had the second worst record in the National League at the end of May. And I think it was because we genuinely liked each other that we didn't, you know, rip each other's heads off in June or July. We were able to right the ship and stay together and go all the way.
And did you guys ever get as annoyed with the whole baby shark thing as the rest of the world did?
Well, we had fun with it, man. We had a lot of those. We had a lot of those things throughout.
What was the baby shark thing?
So one of our outfielders, his name was Gerard O'Para. He changed his intro song that played when he came up to the bat to the Baby Shark theme song. And it was something that he did to kind of change his luck.
Sean, you may need to just sing a little for Paula right now.
Yeah, I don't know the Baby Shark theme song.
Do you guys know the Baby Shark theme?
If you want to lead them, man.
Can you do it?
Can we do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo.
Never heard it.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark.
There you go.
And then it goes on from there.
It goes on. It goes on and on. And it was his 2-year-old daughter's favorite song. He did it to kind of change his luck. And the Nationals fans, they totally embraced it. And every time he came to
bat. Did that make you feel bad about your Metallica song?
Metallica should cover Baby Shark. I would love to hear that.
You just said something that I'm actually very curious about. You said that he changed his walk-up song to Baby Shark to change his luck.
Yeah.
And I've always read that baseball players are incredibly superstitious.
Yeah.
And is this true? Like, do you do things just to make sure you win? Like, you know, Wade Boggs always ate chicken and so on and so forth?
Over the course of my career, I've tried to get away from that. And at times, that's almost become its own superstition. Like, I'll do the opposite just so I don't fall into making myself crazy over some superstitions. But I think, like, in the World Series, when we came back to Houston for games 6 and 7, a lot of us went back and tried to remember, or in some of our cases, looked on social media to see what clothes we wore to the ballpark.
Really?
Because we won.
Don't you have uniforms?
We won. Well, you don't.
Again, not a sports fan. You just be patient.
So they have our uniforms at the field.
Because those are chosen ahead of time, Sean.
Right. They have to tell us what to wear.
Every night when you guys got dressed, you went, I'm wearing that. You're wearing that.
What outfit are we going to wear tomorrow? That was a whole other thing. Our navy blue jerseys became good luck for us in the playoffs. We have several different uniform combinations. But in game 6 and 7, when we came, the series went back to Houston, we all went back to make sure that we wore the same stuff to the stadium.
Really?
So, to try to bring ourselves luck. Because at that point, you really don't want to leave anything to chance.
No.
You know, you got to pull out all the stops just in case.
You don't want to be sitting there after you've lost Game 7 of the World Series and, like, you're talking to one of your teammates, so, Rendon, you had to change your shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say you had broken your ankle at the sixth game and the team won. Would you have broken your other ankle in order to get the luck
for game seven?
For the seventh game? I mean, what kind of sacrifices were you willing to make for the team?
Well, you know, you would have. We probably would have seen how game seven was going.
I want to ask you about your social media because I follow you on Twitter. You're Sean. What is it? Obi-Sean.
Obi-Sean Kenobi, yeah.
See, that's exactly the kind of player I thought you were.
Yeah. So are you, in fact, a big Star Wars fan?
I am a big Star Wars fan,
Have you thought maybe you can get a cameo like Noah Syndergaard did in Game of Thrones?
I thought about it, and then, after the World Series, the PR people are like, hey, you know, let us know if there's anything you want to do. And I was like, oh, I want to go to the premiere. And like a week later, they were like, all right, how about wait, don't tell me.
Well, Sean Doolittle, it is a delight to talk to you, but we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Now that's what I call a save.
You save baseball games, but what does that mean? Was the game in a well? Was it lost at sea? We're going to ask you three questions about real-world saves. Get two right and you win for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Sean Doolittle playing for?
Tanya Simone from Mobile, Alabama.
All right. Your first question. After firefighters rescued a group of his piglets who were caught in a barn fire, a farmer in the UK did what to express his thanks to the firemen? A, wove the message, some piglets, into his spider web. B, brought the piglets to the firehouse and released them there. Or C, he sent the firefighter sausages made out of the piglets they had saved.
Oh, no.
I hope B.
You hope B that he just released the piglets into the firehouse that they're yours?
Yeah.
No, it was C.
No way!
And he got a lot of criticism for this.
Really?
And the farmer said, and I quote him, "This is what we do. This is not an animal sanctuary." I mean, that's why they raise the pigs, to make them into sausages.
Yeah.
A little better. All right, next question. You have two more chances here. In 2012, firefighters and first responders rushed to a building in China where a woman was on the ledge, apparently threatening to jump, only to find out what? A, the woman was actually Tom Cruise filming a scene for Mission Impossible 5. B, she was sitting outside a neighbor's apartment so she could steal her Wi-Fi signal. Or C, the woman was just a very realistic gargoyle.
I'm going to go with B.
You're right. Yeah. It was B. She was just trying to steal the Wi-Fi signal. All right, last question. If you get this right, you win. Firefighters are always ready to rescue a cat in a tree, but that's not all they've been asked to rescue. One British fire crew once had to extract what from a tree? A, 100 cats. B, a cow. Or C, a woman who insisted she was a cat.
I'm going to go with B again.
The cow?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
The cow had fallen down an embankment and ended up in the branches of a tree at the bottom.
Oh.
It happens.
It happens.
I bet that cow was embarrassed.
The cow was fine, and then we presume made into hamburgers. For the rest. We don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Bill, how did Sean Doolittle do in our quiz?
Two strikes out of three possibles. That means you have won the World Series.
Congratulations. Sean Doolittle is a pitcher for the World Series winning Washington Nationals and does work with the Smile Foundation. More information can be found at smyal.org. Sean Doolittle, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
In just a minute, Bill tries to tempt us with the world's grossest apple in the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.